And welcome to another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us and appreciate all of you being part of the program and finding the show wherever you do, whether it's Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all major podcast platforms, and of course, CannabisRadio.com and the Cannabis Radio app. So we have had this company featured on Blunt Business numerous times since I've been hosting this program, and we're happy to go ahead and bring another one of the esteemed members of leadership here on the program today. I'm here with the folks at LeafLink, which is a leading wholesale cannabis platform. My guest was appointed in September 2025. He's a seasoned technology executive, brings a wealth of experience from scaling major commerce and fintech platforms, was previously the CEO of Easy Cater, transforming into a prominent enterprise food platform. Also, executive vice president and head of ride sharing at Lyft, which I did work for before. And he guided the company through its IPO, helped achieve profitability, also led senior leadership roles at Amazon, and overseeing third-party seller services for Amazon Pay and at Visa, focusing on mobile payments and digital financial services. I'm here with the CEO of LeafLink, Ashwin Raj. Ashwin, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Oh, hey, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that is important that we want to go ahead and focus on to start off today was you are now steering the next phase of growth for LeafLink, which is focusing on building reliable, compliant infrastructure and delivering customer-driven innovation. So right now you're offering a commitment to listen to customers, quote-unquote, and quote-unquote course-correct, because now there's been a swift reversal of LeafLink's unpopular usage-based pricing model back to a flat-free structure as of this month. That's what's been reported out there. So what can you tell me about the financial modeling and customer data that had led LeafLink to believe the percentage of sales model, which projected cost increases would go up to 700% for some users, was initially a viable or sustainable business strategy in cannabis, and the KPIs that would be now used to measure success under now a flat fee model?
Fantastic question, Jorge, and thank you for highlighting that. So the pricing model that was introduced, which was a usage fee model, the rationale behind that is most marketplaces operate with such a usage fee model, whether that is an e-commerce marketplace selling products, that's a food marketplace, wholesale marketplaces. That is the standard operating structure. And I think that when LeafLink introduced this earlier in the year, that was part of that rationale. And the issue is our industry, the cannabis industry, is at an earlier stage. And it also has a significant amount of margin compression. And what this does is, given this lack of a consistent and well-developed operating cycles across products in the cannabis industry, there is a level of uncertainty in operating costs and a significant amount of cash flow and margin issues. So what I found out is, after spending my initial first 60 days really focused on listening to customers and getting extensive customer feedback, that our customers wanted predictability and consistency rather than a variable model which they could not predict and determine what their costs are going to be. And so when I realized that this was the disconnect, there was a traditional model pricing that doesn't work well in our industry. And we at LeafLink are committed to the growth of the cannabis industry and deliver a strategy that best serves our customers. So what we did was we said, let's make a call. Let's go back to this flat fee pricing model that better suits the needs of our customers and industry. And so not only did we do that, we just simplified the overall product tiers as well. We just made it into two simple tiers. And then we've embarked on a comprehensive customer communications and engagement plan to inform them about this change. So I think it was a lot of good intentions, but I think that the nature of our industry and the unique challenges that our industry faces, that this is not a model that we are ready for at this point in time. And we need to make sure as a partner and as a part of this ecosystem, that we are putting the right pricing structures in place that work well for everyone in the industry.
And as a testament to LeafLink for the fact that the analytics and the data that you already gather on a regular basis, it showed you the light to say, you know what, we need to go ahead and, again, course correct, make a pivot, because in part, anything when it comes to percentage of sales versus flat fee would be based on the types of transactions, the stage of the business, and the regulations that every state has imposing on cannabis businesses. So when it comes to government licensing and taxation, you have the license and the application fees, excise taxes, especially in California, is ridiculous. Then you have what the services and vendors are expecting, which are flat fees for the most part, from consulting to legal to wholesale and to payment processing. They're all kind of expecting into that as well. So I think it's what you're learning is that from the customer feedback as well, and from the numbers you're seeing here, that it is something where it's more of a universal feel that the industry is not necessarily ready to go ahead and take on the percentage of sales, that more customers will go ahead and latch on to the whole, to the flat fee, because they're more familiar with it.
Yes and no. I do think that, and there do exist participants in our industry, in parts of the value chain, where there is a variable fee. So, for example, retail point of sale payments, it is a variable fee model that that retailers are being charged by those providers. And I think that what we are trying to do is we are trying to go above and beyond. We know that there are elements and portions where a retail a variable fee could apply, but we want to do the right thing for our customers and partners. At this time, we want to optimize for their margin and their success, and we are willing to take that reduction in fee and manage it in a way where we grow the industry, we grow the business. And that's, I think, the most successful aspect. And as a market leader, we take that on the wholesale side, we take that responsibility seriously. We need our manufacturers and brands to be able to merchandise and sell their products to all the retailers that are out there. And they cannot be burdened by this variability in the fee model. And so that's why we made the change. So I think that, you know, as an industry, we need to think through what is best for our customers and how do we enable those options for them.
Now, with the change back to a flat free model, to keep in point that LeafLink was offering a flat free model previously, but now coming back to it again, tell me about any concrete internal structural or process changes that will be implemented along with the return back to flat fee.
Yeah, as I said, we've simplified it into two product tiers. Previously, we had three product tiers, so there was a segmentation that we felt was not right. So we made it very simple. We said, here's a starter package. So you are early in this journey. You have probably one brand. So let's, you know, that probably fits well. You don't need all the bells and whistles. And here's a basic starter package. And then there's a pro package where if you have multiple brands, and then you get the benefit of CRM and messaging, you get the benefit of inventory management, you get data and analytics. And so there are multiple pieces built into it. The starter package does get some basic data and analytics and compliance is standard across all of those and so on, because we feel those are essential. But the pro package is meant for brands which are more established. They're operating maybe multiple brands. So a lot of them could be multi-state, but they also have a larger presence, single state, but larger presence. So it's for a slightly more sophisticated type operator.
So we're going to go and come on back, and we're going to go ahead and talk one more. I want to go ahead and tap a little more into your background, just for the fact of what it is that from such an extensive background. I know I don't even glom over, but I want to just take a little bit of just the approach that you'll bring into the space after this major announcement here, and what comes up next that you have in store for LeafLink. I'm here once again with the CEO of LeafLink, Ashwin Raj, here on Blunt Business. website is leaflink.com. So simple, LEAFLINK.com. Take a look at the website. We're going to go to commercial break when we wrap back. Welcome back. I'm here once again with Ashwin Raj, the CEO of LeafLink here on Blunt Business. And on the announcement of you joining aboard as the new CEO earlier this year, the point was that Artie Minson, who was the previous CEO, is going to remain on as an advisor. And this, according to Digital Commerce 360, they reported the fact of how this is a push to LeafLink to expand the B2B marketplace. It's a space in the B2B market.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Marketplace with financial tools, data-driven technology as the cannabis industry matures and faces heightened competition and regulatory scrutiny. And you, upon the joining, you said that joining LeafLink is more than an opportunity. It's a chance to help shape the future of a rapidly growing industry. Our commitment is to listen to customers, understand their needs, and deliver solutions that truly help them thrive. Now, one thing that comes from is that, you know, it's the part of what you've done with that and what you've done for some pretty significant companies, it really forward-thinking technological companies when it comes to working at Amazon in a senior leadership role. And at Lyft in the very onset, I feel like, right, when we were going on there, when it came to being an EVP and head of ride sharing. Tell me about what you bring to the table when it comes to what LeafLink could be doing. When you look at a business development standpoint, with your experience, what could be added into the cannabis industry that might not have been thought of yet?
Yeah, it's a very insightful and very relevant question. I think from my perspective, every industry that I've been a part of, there has been an emerging and evolving component to it. At Visa, you think, you know, payments is well established, but the whole point was shifting from card-based payments to mobile payments. You rightly pointed out ride-sharing. Ride-sharing was completely illegal at one point, right, and across all states. Wow. And, you know, the technology, the platform, the adherence to the various local regulations, and that varies by city, county, airport. You know, there's so much more complexity in it. And so how using technology to solve for that level of regulatory complexity and evolving that industry to a point where even socially, you would have heard this at the very beginning, and we kept consistently hearing it. Culturally and socially, we were told, never get into a stranger's car, right? And that was the messaging, and it was socially unacceptable to do so. But right now, it is so common and so prevalent that anywhere in the world, you push a button and a car shows up and you don't blink.
Oh, yeah.
You just get into it and you go where you want to go. That transformation is what the cannabis industry needs. A social, a regulatory, adherence to the regulatory requirements and the consistency of service products and capabilities and helping the overall industry grow. And I think that's kind of what I bring to the table to an extent where how do you use technology to navigate this varying state-by-state regulations. And, you know, delivery requirements in New York are very different from delivery requirements in California, right? So regulators are not, unfortunately, consistent and standardized. And so how do you do that? Technology is the way that you can do it. The second piece is there is also the operating experience in terms of evolving these my prior industries and their domains and addressing challenges in each of them. And that part of it is also applicable in our industry where now, how do you help emerging retailers? How do you help emerging brands and operators? How do you help craft brands versus enterprise brands? And how do you create efficiency across that value chain? And how do you drive growth for them through that efficiency? So not only are you growing the pie, but you're also making it more profitable. And that's what LeafLink is smack dab in the middle of trying to do. We want to solve for the ease of a brand displaying their product, ensuring the seed-to-sale compliance, managing their inventory, managing their sales processes and the CRM, managing their financials and their procurement and the back end of the process. And how do you do it using data and insights? And that combination can drive value, because there is a set of duplication by each and every operator and retailer. All of them are replicating processes that across the board, everybody does the same thing. And that's where the efficiency can come in, and our platform can help create that efficiency. So that bringing together, and how do you do it in a manner where you're listening to the customer, you're addressing their needs, and you're solving their problem, that combination is what I've been successful in bringing about in my prior experiences, and I hope to be doing that here at LeafLink as well.
Now, I want to just unpack one thing. When it comes to when you're working at Lyft, the point was that in that space, being able to go ahead and break and create a new industry, which is the gig economy, basically, and the disruption that Lyft did, because Lyft, all the respect, came before Uber, at least as far as I saw it, Lyft was on my purview before anything else. That's what I think was a big difference. Now, into the point of what is going to be done. And in the last couple of years, LeafLink has provided, you know, we've had guests from LeafLink that were more on the analytics and the data side. So we had Ben Burstein, who's corporate development, and the chief product officer, Matt Hutchison, who's been on the program with us previous. And yep. In the interview we had with Matt, you know, we were going through at that time the new payment on sale through model, or the post model consignment style system, to ensure payments to cannabis brands upon consumer sale and providing retailers with capital relief and brands with sales data. So the data, the numbers always make importance. For yourself, I know that one of the things you're doing here in the next phase of growth is to scale the wholesale cannabis marketplace and build out compliant payment and credit solutions, and also deploy advanced data and forecasting tools to improve supply chain efficiency across regulated markets. We've said that before. But now, coming into the space now and having that new post model put into place, you know, 4 months ago, we talked about it, and now we're here. And looking at that, there are some attempts to try to get something more in terms of payment solutions, credit solutions. We've had so many people come across the board trying to get that, and as much financial banking and investment possibilities out there, but it's still very limited in what can be done. So what you're looking at right now, what is it you could do, I'd say, with the post model? And were there any things that you saw that were being adjusted or tweaked as you came on board?
Yeah, again, great question. Okay. So payments and financial services, the reason why LeafLink got into this area is because we have a huge accounts receivable issue in the industry, and a significant one at that. The retailers just don't have the revenue realization cycle is much longer than the need to pay the cycle to pay your suppliers. And that's a gap. And so how do you help the retailer segment at this point in time? And the second issue is they don't have access to standard traditional banking services and credit scoring and all of those benefits. They are not part of the standard financial services ecosystem today. And that is contributing to the second piece, when, you know, they don't get, they get banking, but at a very high cost. They don't get access to lines of credit and other things. And so they're not able to manage their cash flow in an effective way. And so our rationale is, on the marketplace, we're helping you with the compliance management, order management, inventory management. we want to help you with financial management. And we want to provide products that allows you to balance this gap between revenue realization and the supplier payment cycles. And that piece of it is where Post was a product that was meant to address that gap. But the problem with Post is that it's an opt-in model, and you know, both sides have to opt in. And when you create that level of opt-in, the number of permutations and combinations reduce. So as I told you earlier, one of the big things that I did after joining is listening to our customers and listening to their feedback, finding out what works well, what doesn't work well. Pricing was something that didn't work well, and we made a change. We heard them on payments and financial services as well. And consistently now, they're all telling us that accounts receivable, I have a problem, figure out a way to help me get paid. And that piece of it, but Post is not the solution that we think works well. So we actually made a change. So we are sunsetting Post, and we are working now with the operators and retailers to figure out what is that right payments option that we can create, which is a combination of payment when you have cash, direct payment. It could be a delayed payment because they don't have the cash, and they can reach into the financial banking services that LeafLink provides through the Dhamma banking service, and maybe access into what we call a FlexPay type line of credit product that they can then use to tide over until they get the revenues. But we need to create a model where we can give both the operators and the sellers a guarantee that they will get paid, and they need not figure out how they're going to get paid, if they will ever get paid. And I think that is the other structural issue in the industry that we'll need to solve for. And those are the types of things that I want to build the right product for. And I don't want to rush into it. I want to, and this is the new model in a way of how I want LeafLink to operate, where I want to sit down and work with groups of our customers, enterprise, medium, small, and say, what is your pain point with respect to this? And how do we now, is this the right solution for you? And if yes, great. If not, what will work, make it work for you? And that's the way I want to operate. And I want and the entire company is very motivated by this model and culture of how we want to go about building products for our customers.
When we come back, I want to take one more break, and I want to ask you about what happens now with the partnerships that have been put in place over the last 18, 24 months and more. What could be going on in terms of any future acquisitions, mergers, any other partnerships that come into play? I want to get into that more. And we'll do that. We're here with the CEO of LeafLink, Ashwin Raj, here on Blunt Business. Website is leaflink.com, LeafLink. And we'll make sure to let people know how they can go and get themselves talking to the folks at LeafLink. If they need the payment solutions and all the different products that are available through them, we'll go through those at the end of the interview, but stay tuned. We'll do that after a short break. Back with final questions with Ashwin Raj, the CEO of LeafLink here in Blunt Business. So you come into the space, Ashwin, where there are so many accomplishments that have already been made with LeafLink itself. I mean, if I go back and just look at the plethora of press releases that are out there. It was last year that LeafLink was named to Fast Company's annual list of the world's most innovative companies of 2025. There were acquisitions with LeafTrade, with Dhamma Financial. And there's also a recent partnership with Confia to deliver best-in-class cannabis banking services. All these things coming into place where partnerships come into place, but now change at the top. And I just want to get your take in terms of what comes up next in terms of any aggressive strategy with any new partnerships or any other new acquisitions that are coming to the forefront? Are there still some of the horizon that you are overseeing right now?
Yeah. Jorge, our focus is on how do we help our customers and how do we improve the set of offerings for our customers. That is the underlying principle by which we think through these partnerships. the Leaf Trade acquisition was to enable a greater degree of the compliance and a retailer access to the Leaf Trade enterprise customers that were on the Leaf Trade platform. The Dama, obviously the financial and payment products, and Confia was an extension of that as well. We are looking to extend the product offering through those partnerships. I mentioned earlier question about financial products where they can access line of credits. We are not going to provide the line of credit. We are going to partner with an institution that provides it. So those are types of partnerships that we've already formed, and we are enabling in a small scale today some of those products. We've formed a partnership, for example, for smart safe solutions for our retailers. One of the biggest issues, as you know, for our retailer community is safe storage of cash and movement of cash. And that, because they don't have access, even if they have access to traditional banking, these small credit unions and small banks are not able to provide it. And so we formed partnerships to do that. We have partnerships on the marketplace side. We have existing partnerships with partners like Metric, which are integral to the cannabis ecosystem. And so we want to continue and build on those partnerships as well. And then we're thinking about what are now additional partnerships that we can get into that will help our customers. So again, this is where we want to, if we're talking about order management and inventory management, will our customers need integrations into ERP systems and CRM systems? And can we enable those as a technology partnership enablement? They may need help with logistics and fulfillment. We do this in Michigan today. And so can we, is that something that we can think about? Is there a partnership on the retailer point of sale side of things that we can think about? So I think what we are doing is, at this point, we are not jumping in and saying, this is what we need to do. We are being very methodical and careful in terms of our strategy and our plan. And we are listening to customer feedback, and we're listening to what they're saying. And a lot of our brands and operators are asking us for more help on the inventory and supply chain management side of things. A lot of our retailer customers are asking for support on data and insights to drive more of their sales. So these will be partnerships that are focused on product and value that we are going to deliver to each side of the marketplace. And I don't think we are going to make any aggressive moves at this point in time. The focus is to make our platform enterprise grade, stable, and work well through new partnerships and new products that we're enabling for that.
Let's direct you to the website, leaflink.com, 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 where you can go now and feature and look at the software ecosystem for wholesale cannabis commerce. Over 3,500 brands already on Leaflink right now. And if you are a brand that's looking to go ahead and possibly, you know, be part of a company that's been trusted by buyers and sellers in 30 markets since 2016, request a demo. And Ashwin, you know, I'll let you go and take it from here. You know, take a minute to talk to the listeners. If there are brands or retailers out there and they absolutely need your services, why should they go to Leaflink over other competitors?
Fantastic question. So we feel our platform has the selection and product variety across a variety of brands and operators in every state that retailers can access. The brands benefit from access to the largest number of retailers that are there, and retailers benefit from the variety of products and brands that are there. And that is the true value of a marketplace, because today you can display your product and you know that every retailer can access it and order it easily. And we work with the processes of each of these participants. So we are not replacing any of it. We are working within their processes. So if they have a sales management process, we are an enabler of their sales management process. If they have an inventory management process, we are an enabler of it. And our product depth is, I'm very proud in saying that it's the best in the industry. Whether that is the merchandising and displaying, the seed to sale compliance aspect of it that you can get only on LeafLink when you do that order through the metric integration. In fact, we work in New York to help enable the metric integration now for all of our customers. And then the inventory management pieces, complemented by the data and analytics. That combination and mix is, I feel very good about saying that no other competitor matches that to the extent and to the depth that we do it.
So by the way, LeafLink, I want to go ahead and give the congratulations to you. This is the 10th Cannabis Radio interview that's been done on this network. So one, you are the privileged person to be the 10th interview on this network. I want to go ahead and just give the accolades to you. And it's a testament for the fact that since 2019, we've talked about LeafLink. We've had the opportunity to go ahead and learn a lot about LeafLink and what you offer in terms of products and services right there. And the analytics, more important, because like I said, for the last few interviews we've had, we've talked about the numbers. And I can tell you, we need more information like that, the cannabis by the numbers. You know, even when it comes to like, you know, what I've learned from the time talking with Ben and Matt about the holiday sales that come up right now and what happens with 420 and did all these different things. There's the sales, the holiday pricing guide, and going through all that information and what is being gathered. And then always using those numbers to go ahead and implement and change up what you're doing with the post model, with various other things you're doing in terms of the flat fee structure, going back to that once again. It's forward thinking and always going back and saying, okay, the numbers are going to help interpret what we need to do best for our customers, because you're always looking at their best intentions. Ashwin, I really appreciate you being on the program. And, you know, we definitely want to go ahead and keep the door open, have you on back. And of course, your team at LeafLink, we love having them on.
Thank you, Jorge. You've always been a great supporter and a great evangelist. And what you do, not only for the cannabis industry, but all of its participants, is just inspiring. So thank you for having us.
Again, Ashwin Raj, CEO of LeafLink. Once again, website is leaflink.com, LeafLink.com. Thanks for listening in, folks. From the Blunt Business, we'll talk to you next time.